It's time now for your letters, and we begin with a disclosure that we should have noted. On Monday, we aired a report about lobbyists here in Washington who are working on behalf of the Egyptian government. We said that the Mubarak regime has employed the powerful trio of Tony Podesta, Bob Livingston, and Toby Moffat. Together, they make up the PLM group.
What we did not say in that story is that Podesta also has an ongoing contract with NPR, though not as part of the PLM group. A separate entity known as the Podesta Group has been lobbying for NPR since May 2007. It is paid $120,000 per year. The Egyptian government pays the PLM group $1.1 million per year.
And now to your letters. We got a bunch about my conversation with Over the Rhine. The husband and wife singer-songwriter duo from Southern Ohio has a new album out. It's called The Long Surrender.
Now I bring all our secrets to show and tell. How we dragged each other through heaven and hell. It's our smoking gun, but hey, we're still alive, baby. Survive.
Linfred Detweiler and Karen Bergquist have been making music together for 20 years, but some listeners, like Cincinnati's Megan Lauer, were shocked to hear them on our air. She writes, "I've been listening to Over the Rhine for a few years and am used to hearing them on local radio, but national radio? What a treat."
And Amanda Burke of Athens, Georgia writes this, "Their music makes me shiver, tap my foot, and cry. Their albums are sort of my church, where I go to be alone and sing my heart out with Karen. Discovering this band is like finding a four-leaf clover in a giant field. Each song of theirs is a little celebration or contemplation that just makes things better."
If you'd like to celebrate or contemplate something you hear on our air, you can write to us. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
And there's nights when I mostly just feel like a thief, with a prized possession, a gleeful belief that love's both a joke and a serious matter. You don't quite know your muse, but you know when you've had her. When I first saw your face, it hurt you to smile. Your lips tasted.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.